You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is September 18th, 2021. I hope everybody you love and know in your life are all doing well. I'm fine. Thank you very much for asking. Actually, I'm more than fine because things are really starting to turn around personally and professionally. And so, yeah, I'm kind of excited about some of those changes. In fact, last night I was on the phone really late with a friend of mine, and we were talking about plans and stuff. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, it's an exciting time, really. So don't worry, I'll never leave you. Gosh, there's so much to talk about, really, but I really want to talk about this, okay? I posted today a letter from a faggot from the Middle East, Morocco, to be more specific. Now, Morocco is not, it's not as oppressive as some other places in the Middle East. But it's still oppressive, okay? It's still an Arabic, you know, country, and you know, a Muslim territory. So it's you know, not safe for faggots at all. This faggot, his name is Amir, and he came to my attention because he contacted me, obviously, through the website. And he was so taken by the story of Master Nick and Master Matt on the website and how these straight alpha males had taken on faggots as live-in, you know, property. And that was his dream, you know. Obviously, it's most faggots' dream, right? And so he wanted a way to serve them. He was not. He was in America, and they're in Canada. And Amir's in college, and he's only in America to study for college. You know, he had a scholarship that allowed him to visit America and study in America temporarily. And so Amir wanted to be a cash faggot for Masters Nick and Matt. And at the time, I was very protective of Master Nick and Matt's identity because I didn't want people bothering them, and I didn't want them to have more than they can handle with, you know, people online, because, you know, we all know it, okay? People online suck most of the time, so I didn't want that happening to them. So I was wary about giving out their information. But I did in the case of this faggot. I asked Masters Nick and Matt if it was okay, and they said fine. And so I gave Amir their contact information. Now, I didn't think anything was going to come of it because Masters Nick and Matt don't really need money, and they haven't really expressed any interest in FinDom at all, you know. Besides, they had faggots living with them that they were using and owned, so, you know, what was a cash fag going to really add to their life other than a little bit of money, right? But Amir contacted them and begged them to allow him to tribute to them. And they, to my surprise, they said yes. And so Amir began tributing to them. Occasionally, it was a decent-sized amount of money, but usually it was kind of the typical findom, 20 bucks, you know, 40 bucks, that kind of thing. Amir made sacrifices to do this because he, you know, he wasn't on a fixed budget. He was, you know, in America on a scholarship, and like he didn't have a ton of money, you know, but he wanted to give to them because they had inspired him. And anyway, today I posted Amir's letter. It's basically a goodbye letter for now, because Amir's time in America is ending today, and he's got to go back to the Middle East, where he's not going to have any of the joy that he has experienced since he's been in America. And this is always going to be an issue that's very close to my heart, of course, because I rescued a boy from the Middle East. He's the most precious thing in my life. And he's my heart and soul. And he was going to die in the Middle East because he's gay, if I hadn't acted, okay? And I've heard from so many faggots and gay kids in the Middle East because of this website. And it tears me up every time because, you know, I thought that I had it bad when I was a kid, hiding what I was, what I believed about myself. They have it unbelievably hard. And it's crushing. It's soul crushing for them. You know what I'm saying? And the idea that my baby boy would have died without ever even understanding what freedom felt like. You know, now where he's at and he's safe, you know, if he wants to dye his hair, you know, or get an earring piercing, or, you know, whatever he wants to do in his life, you know, he can dress however he wants to dress. And he doesn't have to feel shame for how he feels because he's free now. I'm so brokenhearted because Amir has to give it up after tasting it, that freedom. He has to give it up and go back. And I think that my message out of all this is that if you're a faggot, there's nothing wrong with you. And you deserve to be able to fulfill what you are. Okay? And I hate everything that oppresses people and keeps them from fulfillment. Okay? And the Middle East is a cesspool of that. It is a horrible place. It is a backwards, evil, destructive place that has ruined millions and millions and millions of lives. But particularly gay people in the Middle East, they have been destroyed. If their bodies aren't destroyed, their souls are destroyed. And my heart breaks every single time I even think about it, okay? And here's the thing, like, I'm not really a fan of FinDom, but in this case, it was all Amir could do. And it gave him joy and purpose, and he felt like he belonged. And I thank Masters Nick and Matt for giving him that opportunity. It didn't mean as much to them as it meant to him, to Amir, okay? But here was this faggot who used the only avenue that he could just so he could feel what it felt like for a free faggot to be able to serve a man. I mean, can you even wrap your mind around that? That's what faggots in the Middle East have to deal with. You know, they want so badly to feel that they can be, that they can have a purpose, and they're trapped in this quicksand of the Middle East, and I don't know, it just breaks my heart every single time I think about it. You know, I'm grateful that FinDom exists for people like Amir. People who don't have any other way to really experience what it's like, you know, in the free world to serve. Amir reminds me so much of Baby Boy because he is such an open-hearted, genuine, funny, sweet-hearted person. He is, and he deserves fulfillment, and I admire his bravery for getting on that plane tonight and going back to that hellhole where he's going to be. He's going to have to cut off all of the relationships, including me, you know, probably, out of his life. This brief time he's been in America where he could be free. And I guess this story brings me to the other point of the post that I put up today, is that faggots are born. They're not made. It's not a matter of choice, and it's not an aspect of nurturing. Amir grew up in the Middle East, where it is completely illegal to be even gay at all. But he is a faggot. That's how he was born. Can you imagine being born that way, you know, and in a place where you are hated from the day you're born, basically? I mean, I'm so glad that Amir got to come to America and at least experience some of that freedom. And I gave him a lot of commendation, and I tried to impart some strength to him that he can fight his way back to freedom. And if I can ever help him in any way, I'm going to do what I did for Baby Boy. I'll do for Amir, and I will do for as many gay people as I can. You know, I don't have a lot of money yet, but I'm going to have some money, and I'm going to do something good with it, because I can't have my faggot brothers trapped like that. So, I mean, this podcast is basically me calling to the universe for help because I believe in that and I believe in visualization and things, and it's in my mind. I want to be a force like that to help faggots and other gay kids escape and be free, you know. But right now my thoughts are just with Amir and this wonderful little faggot brother of mine who tasted freedom for a second. I mean, it's almost cruel that he got the taste at all, but I hope that the taste drives him forward to escape forever, you know. I really didn't mean to get like this, but I'm sorry. I just it's not a choice, people. It's how we were born. And fulfillment is something that we all deserve, no matter what you are. Straight or gay, alpha or faggot, dom, sub, master servant, whatever you are. You deserve to be fulfilled in your life. This is the whole point of this website and this podcast and everything else. It exists because I want people to find the same fulfillment that I have had in my life. The same kind of pride that I've had in my life as a faggot. I want others to be able to feel that way. That's the only reason why all this exists. And, you know, I've actually been really privileged to make big changes in a lot of people's lives, but, I mean, I wish I had millions of dollars so I could just make things happen at will, and I could transform lives right at a snap of a finger instead of the overwhelming amount of work that it requires to do it as I am now. But I was blessed to get to do it one time, and I wouldn't trade even one second of that experience of saving that one boy, my baby boy, from there. And and I would trade everything else to be able to do it again and again and again so that other people can be fulfilled. That's all. I guess my other message, my final message, is to all the faggots around the world who are not in that situation. Don't waste it. Don't waste your freedom sitting around whacking off to a computer screen or playing games. You're born a faggot. Serve. Don't waste it. Don't waste your freedom. Because boys like Amir would trade anything to be able to be in your position and live a free life of fulfillment. So don't waste it. Do whatever you can to be of service and be fulfilled, okay? Anyway, I gotta go clean up now. But anyway, I love you guys very much, and I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you heart to heart. And I never take this for granted. Because it means the world to me to be able to talk to you and teach people and help people, you know. So I thank you for continuing to go on this ride with me, okay? Anyway, I love you. Thank you very much for listening. I will talk to you probably tomorrow, okay? All right. Bye.